Somebody who ate big grapes or pomegranates, after eating them, he would have to say three brachos, meaning he would have to bench, according to Rabbi Gamliel. These things are from the Shiva Taminim, the seven types of food which Eretz Yisrael is praised for producing these types of foods. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, that which the prophet says, v'chalta v'savata u'birachta, the Torah tells us we have to bench. The Torah is telling us somebody who eats any of the Shiva Taminim has to bench afterwards. And the benching consists of three brachos, min haTorah. The first bracha is Berchat HaZon. The second bracha is Berchat HaAretz. And the third bracha is the bracha that we make on Yerushalayim. Even though we have a fourth bracha afterwards, which is the bracha of Tov HaMeitzav, that bracha was added afterwards. It's Midah Rabbanan. So therefore, benching is called three bracha. The Chacham Maimrim bracha achas me'ein shalosh. The Chacham say that after eating Tainim and Avim Rimonim, instead of benching, you would say one bracha that has in it from all three brachas of benching. You would say Ala Eitz Ba'al Priyeh, since Tainim and Avim Rimonim, from the Shibbeth Aminim, you can't just say Bar and Nefashos, you would have to make a different bracha, which is Al Ha'eitz. And in Al Ha'eitz, you have in it a little bit of the other bracha of the benching. You say Al Eretz Chem Zatova Rehava, you also mention Yerushalayim. So it's one bracha, but it has in it from all three brachas of the benching. And according to Chachamim, the only time you bench is after eating bread. But after eating from the other of the Shibbeth Aminim, you would say Al Ha'eitz if you ate fruit from the Shibbeth Aminim. Or if you drank wine, which is also from the Shibbeth Aminim, then you would say Al Ha'gefen. And if you ate a mizono, something that you didn't wash on, then you would say Al Ha'michim. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Afilu Achol Shlach B'hu Mizono B'varach Acharav Gimel Brachos. Rabbi Kiva says, even if you ate only cooked vegetables, if that's your mazon, if that's what you're eating for your meal, then after eating the vegetables, you would bench. You would say the three brachos. According to Rabbi Kiva, whatever you ate, if that's the main thing that you're eating, that's your meal, after eating it, you would have to bench.
Shosam Ayin Lutzama Oimer Shakon Nia Bitzvar.
Rabbi Tarfin Oimer Bari Nefashos Rabbi. Somebody who drinks water because he is thirsty, prior to drinking water, he would say the bracha of Shakon Nia Bitzvar. As opposed to if you're drinking water, not because you're thirsty, but for a different reason. For example, if you have something lodged in your throat, and you're drinking water to dislodge that thing that you have in your throat, you wouldn't make a bracha on the water. And the only time you actually have enjoyment from water, since it has no taste, is when you are thirsty. If you're drinking water when you're not thirsty, since you would have no enjoyment from the water in that case, you wouldn't make a bracha at all. And Rabbi Tarfon holds that the bracha you make prior to drinking water is Bari Nefashos Rabbos. And we paskin that Bari Nefashos Rabbos is made after drinking water, not prior to drinking water. Prior to drinking water, you would say Shakol Niyeh Bitzvaro. And unfortunately, explain what is meant by Bari Nefashos Rabbos V'Chesrona. Chesrona is referring to things that we can't live without, such as bread and water. And then we say about Kol Mashabar La'achiyos Behem Nefesh Kochai, everything our Kodesh Baruch Hu created to help each soul live. This is referring to things that we could live without, even if they weren't created, we would live, but our Kodesh Baruch Hu created them to give us extra benefit and enjoyment from the world. As we have to mention in the Bracha Bar Nefashos Rabbos, things that are intrinsic that we can't live without, and also things that we can live without, but our Kodesh Baruch Hu created for our benefit.
Three people that ate together a meal, they have to make a mezumah. They can't bench separately. Instead, they have to bench together. One of them would say, Nebarach Shachanim Shalom, bench is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we ate from him, and he would be moved to the other one with benching. Achol D'mai, if the meal they ate together consisted of D'mai, D'mai is produce that is borrowed from an Amar, and Amars are ignorant about Hilchos Tumah D'mai, so maybe Amar didn't take off Meiser. So Rabbanan said he had to take off Meiser himself. Now, if they ate the produce without taking off Meiser from it, even so, they could bench on it. And even though when you eat an itz or something that's forbidden, you can't make a bracha on it, but the Mai is different because Rob Amar is Ma'as from him. Most Amaris do take off Meiser from their produce. And Rabbanan said they can give the Mai to an Ani. You can give produce that is bought from Amar to a poor person, even without taking off Meiser from it. So therefore, these people, even though they're not poor, but if they would be poor, they would be allowed to eat it, so they're allowed to bench after eating the mice. Well, mice region should knit with true muscle. If what they ate was mice region, which is given to the lady, that the truma was taken from it. And when the lady receives the mice region, he takes off 10%, which is truma's mice to be given to the coin. They could bench on this mice region on that day. Now, even though that's obvious, they didn't eat an isser, this mice region, which the truma was taken from it, is not awesome. But the Mephoshim explained that we're talking about, where the lady went ahead and took his Maitharishim before the Kohen took his Truma. At first the Kohen was supposed to take his Truma, and only then should the lady take his Maitharishim. And if the lady took his Maitharishim first, before the Kohen took his Truma, and they went ahead and ate the Maitharishim, they would be allowed to bench on it. As Chazal learned from a pasuk, that if the lady took his Maitharishim before the Zman, for the Truma it was to be taken off from it, meaning to say that you only take off Truma to be given to the Kohen when you're memareach the Tfuah. When the Tfuah is heaped into piles and you smooth it out, that's called Miruach. Only after Miruach is at the time to give the Truma to the Kohen. Now, if the lady took his Maaser before the Miruach, before the time it was to give the Truma to the Kohen, in such a case, Chazal learned from a pasuk that the Truma does not have to be taken off from the Maaser the lady took. Only the Truma's Maaser to be taken from it, but not the Truma Gedola, the 150 that's given to the Kohen before the Maaser. So since the Maitharishim that they ate was given to the lady before the Miruach, even though the Truma wasn't taken off from this Maitharishim, the Truma Gedola that was supposed to be given to the Kohen before the Maaser wasn't taken off from this Maitharishim, even so, they can go ahead and bench on it since the Maitharishim was taken before the Miruach. Maaser Sheni the Hagdish and Niftu. If what they ate together was Maaser Sheni, or Hegdish, that was redeemed, they can go ahead and bench on it. Now, that's also obvious, obviously, since it was redeemed, so it's mutter to eat it. Mefarshim explained, we're talking about where it was redeemed by giving the principal, but the Chomesh, the fifth, that you're supposed to add on to the principal, was not given, even so they can bench on it, even though the Chomesh was not given. Now, the Chomesh is not Ma'akeh. The extra fifth that's supposed to be given does not hold back the redemption. Redemption is good, even though the fifth wasn't given, since the principal was given. If the three that ate together, one of them was a shamish, a person who was waiting on them, and he ate at least the kizayas, they can include the shamish in the mizumin. Even though a shamish doesn't sit in one place all the time, it's going back and forth, even though he can be included in the mizumin. If one of the three was a kusi, one of the people that the chayr brought to Eretz Yisrael after he said, into Golas. And the Kusim were Megayer, and they kept some of the mitzvahs very well. Some of the mitzvahs they disregarded, but the mitzvahs that they kept well. So since they were Megayer, they are considered Jewish. They can be included in the Mizumin. Now the Mefarshim say that's only until they found a Demus Yonah Bahar Grizim. Har Grizim was where the Kusim lived, and at some point the Chachamim found an Avodah Zarah there that looked like a Yonah, and the Kusim at that point were no longer considered Jewish, and they were no longer would be included in a Mizumin. I will also teva when Maitharishim shalom not let trumazu. But if the three people ate together teva is grain in which the tumah and maaser were not taken from it, since they ate an iser, they can't bench on it. And so too, if they ate Maitharishim, which the tumah was not taken from it. Now the Mefarshim explain what we mean to say is that the lady took the Maitharishim from the person who had the grain before the coin took his tumah, the 150 that was supposed to be given to the coin first. The lady went ahead and took the Maitharishim before the Kohen got his Truma. Now we're talking about where the lady took it after the Meruach, after the tool was already heaped into piles and smoothed out. That's his mind to give the Truma to the Kohen. And if the lady took his Maitharishim before the Kohen got his Truma, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat that Maitharishim until you took off the Truma Gedola, the 150 is from the Maitharishim, and to give it to the Kohen. And since the Truma is supposed to be taken off first, once the Meruach was done and the lady took his Maitharishim first, you can't eat that Maaser until you take the Truma Gedola, the 150 that's supposed to be given to the Kohen, and give it to the Kohen. So if they ate the Maitharishim without giving the Truma Gedola to the Kohen, they can't bench on it since they ate Isua. They ate something that's forbidden to eat. Maaser Sheni, the Hegdish, Lo Niftu. Or if the three people ate together Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that was not redeemed, that even the principle wasn't given. And Mefarshim explained, even if it was redeemed, but wasn't redeemed to Halacha, they can't bench on it. For example, if the Maaser Sheni was redeemed on coins without a stamp, it was not redeemed to halacha, as you have to redeem it on coins with a stamp, that would not be a good redemption. They can't bench on it. Or if the Hegdish was redeemed, but wasn't redeemed properly, it was redeemed with karka, with real estate, and that's not halacha, as Hegdish cannot be redeemed with karka. If they ate the Hegdish, they cannot bench on it. Or a shamish, a waiter, that was one of the three people that are included in this assumption, and he ate less than a kizayis. Now, the Mefarshim say this is a mishnah she'en tzricha. The Mishnah doesn't have to say if the Shamash ate less than a Kedai that it can't be included in the Mizumah. And if anybody who eats less than a Kedai cannot be included in the Mizumah, not just a Shamash. But since we mentioned the Shamash in the beginning of the Mishnah, when we mentioned that a Shamash who eats a Kedai
could be included in the mezuzah, and that's a chiddush. The Mishnah has to tell us that, because we would think maybe a shamash can't be included in the mezuzah since he doesn't sit in one place, he's up and about. So therefore the Mishnah also says that a shamash that ate less than a kazayas can't be included in the mezuzah, even though that would be true by anybody who eats less than a kazayas can't be included in the mezuzah.
And a guy cannot be included in the mezuzah. If a guy is one of the three that ate, they cannot make a mezuzah. And of course, I say, even if that guy is in the middle of the process of becoming a ger, then he already had his mila, but he was not yet tovel, he did not yet immerse himself in the mikvah. Even so, he is still considered a guy, as until he is tovel himself and completes his ger, he is a complete guy and cannot be included in the mezuzah.